In this week's episode of the Self-Approved Podcast, I, J.O. Stax, return from my one-week hiatus in Canada, and we talk about being an architect of your own life, taking control of your vision and executing. You know me, I like to keep it short and simple, so let's get right into the conversation. Welcome to the Self-Approved Podcast. It's your boy, J.O. Stax.
And official Rico.
It feels great to be back after a week in Canada. You know, thank God you guys took over for me. Shout out to Caden G, who sat in my place last week. You guys killed it. It was a good week, but I'm so happy to be finally back in Los Angeles and back on the Self-Approved Podcast.
How was that?
It was honestly, it was what I needed. I've been in LA for, I haven't been back to Canada in like 6-7 months. So to see everyone, it was amazing. Saw the people I needed to see. Saw or didn't see some of the people I should have saw, but you know, sometimes that's just how it goes. But it really inspired me for this episode. I think this is going to be our best episode yet. And that is you're an architect. Basically, I've learned that visualization is so key because I've been building this life from way back then. And we had some shows, shout out to Dilly Bat, we had the Yellow Wolf show. He had a show at the event center that we did our first show at. So to see, and it was like basically, I don't want to say it was a sold out show, but it was a pretty packed show. It was an amazing feeling. Like back to the roots, but really made me realize that what we're doing out here is so special. We have been on top of this for years on end. We've been thinking about this. This vision has been there. The worst thing is what I'm doing right now is I'm trying to go off notes. Every time I try to go off
notes. No, don't go off notes. They're just there as guidelines. They're not there as rules.
Exactly.
Guidelines and rules are two different things, all right?
Exactly.
I think it's time to go ahead and get into the full conversation.
Let's do it.
Self-approve is all about being who you are and not trying to fit in. Your struggles to get you to where you want to be makes you who you are right now. That's what being an architect is all about. Literally, creating what you want to be or building what you want to see. So, before we get into it, the word architect is a noun, which is a person who designs buildings and in many causes also supervises their construction. Also a person who is responsible for inventing or realizing a particular idea for a project. Now, you as a creator, you create projects all the time. So just going off of this one definition of what an architect is, tell me how you are basically right now an architect.
It's so perfect that definition, because actually that's one of my notes I had down.
Nice.
Like, today, you know, doing some Postmates, you know, going downtown LA, seeing all these skyscrapers. And the question you have to ask yourself is, do you think these skyscrapers were built off people with just going by, like, you know what, I think I'm going to build this. The key is having a clear, distinct vision of what you want.
Yeah.
You have to, and to the fine details. It says, you look at the blueprints when they build these things. Without a clear vision, nothing is going to happen.
And you know, it's funny. It's not about religion, but I was talking to one of my friends and we were like, one of the verses in the Bible is all about, it literally says to write your vision and make it plain. And that's what architects do. They write their vision, they draw it out, and they make it plain for anybody to understand it.
And all about the fine details.
The fine details.
Because there's the outside, there's, you know, the plumbing, there's electricity. These are small details that the average person doesn't think about.
Right.
The way I live my life, there's always three things. You have your overall goal, which is your vision.
Right.
Second, you write down your objectives. What needs to happen?
Mm-hmm.
I need to do this, this, and that. And third is clear execution. People don't understand that you have so much power over your life. And I have, that's, so this is one of the things, is like, I have no sympathy for people who are not where they are, like where they need to be in life. I wouldn't say homeless people or anything like that, because there is some...
Right, there are some people that can't help it.
You know, really bad upbringings. But I've been in situations where, I'm not going to use any names or anything like that, but some homies in the past where we were in the exact same situation. You know, when I was in my rock bottom moment in life, we were in the same position. And they decide to stay, and they haven't grown. They stay in that one place. I have risen above that because I had the vision. I had the know-how to write it down, have the goals, have the objectives, and then execute. So it's one of those things where I don't want to be look like that I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I really have no sympathy for people who are don't have nothing because I think, again, you are an architect.
Everybody's
so you are responsible for everything you have in life.
Exactly.
And if you don't have it, that's on you. You can't blame anybody else. And yeah. Again, I can say that from experience. There's been people I've been in the gutter with. And where I'm at now compared to where they're at, again, it's all about things that you put in motion.
It's really funny you said that because that was one of the points that I wanted to make. But before I get there, I think we should address this right now at the top of it. So social media has made everyone insecure. That's because we compare other people's highlight reels to our blooper reels and accept that illusion of their reality. We all do it, literally. There are so many times I've had a day full of stress and it seemed like it was just going downhill. And then I'll get on social media and see everybody else doing great and doing big things. And then I think, well, what the hell am I doing in my life? And then I think, okay, maybe I'll let it go. Then a few weeks later, I'll talk to some people and friends from back home, and they would be complaining about their lives, and then I post pictures of me on set or doing something that I love, and then I'm sure they're thinking that same question, well, what the hell am I doing with my life? We tend to compare ourselves a lot, but when you think about it, nobody's blueprints ever match.
Mm. I like that a lot. And that's the thing. You have to go on your own blueprint. You can't compare yourself to anyone else. But I think the problem is people look at other people and say, you know what? Why don't I have that? And they kind of fall back and they don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
For me, maybe it's because I'm a very competitive person. But I use that as the standard. Like, if they have something that I don't have, how do I get it? Sit back, really think about it. How do I build my castle?
Whew.
You know?
Yeah.
If they have a castle, well, okay, I'm going to sit back. I'm going to analyze it. Sit back. Well, I need this, this, and that.
Right.
And then I'm going to go out and get it.
Right.
A lot of people are like, well, they have a castle. Well, I just can't do that.
Right.
And again, that's just the mental block that I think a lot of people fall into is because they don't take into consideration that it takes years and years to build something.
Mm-hmm.
Just even this life in LA, I've told many people this story many times is that because I'm turning 32 this year. The vision, and I know I put my age out there real quick, you know, I time-stamped myself, but this vision of LA has been there since, I would say, around 10 years old.
Yeah.
So 22 years.
Wow.
This plan has been in effect for 22 years. I've flirted with the ideas of coming out here many times, but the timing was just not right.
Yeah.
But I kept on fine-tuning my blueprint. I'm like, hey, this is where I need to go. And sometimes the timing wasn't right.
Yeah.
And you know what? It all worked out to... You know, again, we have a long way to go.
Right, of course.
The building, the castle is not built yet.
It's not...
But the foundation has been built. And again, people need to understand that it takes years just to get the foundation in place. People, again, we're in a society of instant gratification.
Yeah.
I want this. I want my castle now.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to build it? Ask that to people, they have no answer. Where do you want to go? No answer. Me, I just sometimes got to sit back. I've always known that for me to get out here was finances. So I sat back. How much do I need? Okay, I need this much. Start saving. Hit that number. Okay, let's go. Well, we need to go out there. What are you going to do? My goal, you can ask anybody. I'm going to work at a talent agency. Boom, worked at a talent agency. Boom, now we're in that position. Now the next phase is scaling that up.
Yeah.
It's always been in the cards. It's always been, like, that's why it's, I don't like to gloat my successes.
Right, of course.
You know, I don't like to say I'm a successful person. Actually, I would say I am because I'm living the life I want to live. But this has always been a part of a strategy I've had, again, in the bank for 20-some years.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've been a big Entourage fan. That's been, like, my Bible. Ari Gold is, like, my Jesus. So being in a talent agency in that position is like, again, this is where I've always planned. And people need to understand that you need to take control of what you want. And coming back to the title of this episode, you are an architect. And if you have a shitty castle, you build a shitty infrastructure, that's on you.
Yeah.
There's no one you can blame but yourself.
Literally, yeah.
So it's all ownership.
Dude, like, we just started. We're only so far into this, and the heat is already, like, coming off the flames. It's already hitting. I think we're maybe about 12 minutes in.
And we kind of came up to a slow start because I was just, like, I was so amped.
Yeah.
I wrote some notes. I was like, and I'm a freestyler when it comes to podcasts.
Right.
We came up real slow. I was like, oh, shit, I'm so pumped to get back on the episode, or back on the podcast. Now we're back on track.
Right, we're back here. The heat, the fire has genuinely lit up. But here's the thing, though. There is no correct way of living life. There's no one path that leads to success. There are many different pathways to every destination in life. And just because you've only been given one set of destination or directions, that doesn't mean 10 other roads don't lead to the same place.
Mm.
So just thinking about, yeah, it's true. You and your friends, you know, y'all were quote unquote in the gutter together, and now you're here and they're there. And it's just like, all right, you haven't been doing what you need to be doing, but it's not also saying that they're not on the right path.
Mm-hmm.
Because even when being an architect, like you said, we look at these buildings down here downtown and we're like, all right, cool. These are dope. And then I'm sure there's other people that build the same type of buildings. And they're like, I would have did this right. I would have did this differently. I would have did this differently, right? And so we have a different way or different thought process of how we would build that building. We mm-hmm. do it all the time. We say, would have said that line differently. Would have did that move differently. I would have wrote that differently. That was weird. But if you think about it, that building is still standing tall.
Right.
That building still has a strong infrastructure. That building still has some of the most dopest paintings in it, or some of the most, you know, structural things in it. But they built it two different ways. It still serves the same purpose. It just took us two different ways to get there.
The thing I want to say about that, though, is there's two different angles to this. You can have two different architects who build two different buildings.
Right.
Again, and I'm not going to call any of my homies like this,
right.
But the people I was with in the gutter, we had vision. We had basically the same vision. We basically both wanted to come out to LA.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is I built my building and they just sat back and did nothing. They didn't build anything. So to what you just said, though, it'd be like someone who doesn't build a building,
right,
walks into one. Well, I would do this differently. I would do that differently. Well, maybe you should have built a fucking building to begin with.
Yeah, maybe you should have started.
You know?
Yeah.
Then you're in a position to critique.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing is execution.
Yeah. That's the big word for because, this podcast, is execution.
Because dreaming is easy. You can dream all the time. But unless you actually put it into action, it's just a dream. I think we even mentioned that in the Deadlines episode. Basically, what was the quote? It was a dream is just someone with a goal. I don't know.
Oh, I know what you're getting at. A dream is just a goal. Vision with a goal?
Dream is just a goal with a deadline.
A dream is just a goal with a deadline. I think that's what it was. Yes, that sounds close. Something close to it.
Go check out episode 301, Deadlines, and prove us wrong on that. Tell us the exact quote. So.
Yeah, let us know that we were wrong on that. But going from what you said, but also back to kind of where I was going with it, this day and age, this is the technology generation. This is the social media generation. I'm definitely guilty of trying to make sure my Instagram looks good, my numbers are up, everything is looking fly. Like, I'm 100% for it, right? But as you begin to get bigger and further into these, you know, into the numbers, and you gain a bigger following, and you started to do your work, I think, well, there's this guy, his name is Humble the Poet. Shout out to Humble the Poet. He said, I don't want to be given opportunities because I have a following. I want to work for opportunities. You weren't born with the followings, you worked for it. And if you take that, put it into everyday life, you weren't given that building, you worked for it. And kind of a side note, this is why I have such a different opinion about people with a quote-unquote silver spoon in their mouths, that they were just given it. They won't ever, in my opinion, and I could definitely be wrong, it's just an opinion, but they won't really ever understand what it feels like to not have it, or to not have worked for it, or to not get into the dirt with a brick and mortar, or get that paper out and create this blueprint when you've been born into a blueprint already.
Right.
It was already planned for you. It was already built for you. You don't have to work for it. And again, for this generation, being your own architect, I think that makes so much sense, is you do also have to realize that there were people that were already given their blueprint instead of having to create their own blueprint.
And as you just said, though, you know, following your own blueprint, I think this episode, how it started, is a perfect example. Because me, I'm usually off the top of my dome.
Right.
When it comes to podcasts, I just flow with it. So we're getting ready, and then I saw your notebook. You're a different architect than me. You had this whole, like, almost 2 pages worth of notes. So I'm like, shit, I should probably have some notes. So I said, like, you know what, give me 10 minutes. So I started writing down my notes. And I've noticed that about myself, is when there's something to be read off of, that's when I, quote unquote, choke.
Yeah.
Because I'm too focused on what's there as opposed to what's actually in my head.
Right.
So I said, we were slow coming out the gate because of that. So it's, yeah, like, again, this is actually perfectly, it worked out this way. It's like, you got to be an architect, but you got to stick to your skill set.
Well, yeah.
Because people flow differently.
That's very true. But what happens if, and going back to the scenario that, you know, you brought up about you and your friends, what happens if his building was delayed because of weather?
That's very true.
When you think about this, it's so metaphorical. And I'm right. Sorry, I'm not trying to get deep or anything. For my friend, that's what she said. But it's so metaphorical to the sense that when it rains and they're building construction, they have to stop.
Right.
And they have to deal with, you know, other things on the outside of that, but then they can't control the weather. And Maya Angelou said, if you can't control it, change your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to look from the outside. Okay, that just gives us more time to work on the blueprint, or to work on what we need to plan out to get done, right? And so these are your words. You said, I knew it was a money problem. So I sat back, got the money together.
Mm-hmm.
This person, maybe not so much. This person was like, this happened. All right, this happened. I don't really know where to go from here. Whether you may have told them or somebody else may have told them, I still don't really know where to go from here. So I'm going to keep, you know, doing the best that I can. And so maybe the weather, their problems, quote unquote, the weather is their problems, kind of stop that. Maybe their weather stopped them from building the building that they were going to build.
That's actually a really good point, because tonight, again, before we did this podcast, I was doing Postmates, and actually my last delivery of the night had to go through Skid Row. And I had this whole podcast kind of in my head, and I remember I was going to start off the episode saying that I'm going to be passionate about what I'm going to say, and also I might come off as an asshole, because one of the things I'm going to say, I'm not sympathetic to people who are not where they need to be, because I've been in the gutter before, I've been at the bottom. And I was able to dig myself out. But then you go through, you know, a place like Skid Row, and you actually physically see people that, again, as you just said, that, you know, it was the weather that delayed their project.
Right. And the weather, for anybody that don't know, meaning their problems or their situation that they can't help. We can't control the weather. We have to just...
But again, there's extremes to that too. Like, there's obviously people with like severe mental health issues who are like just mentally not capable of doing anything.
Right.
But then there is people, again, that's again, it's like, I don't want to call out any of the homies, but some of my people that I was at my rock bottom with
right,
have everything accessible to them. Like, they had the capability. So, like I said, weather was not an issue in these situations. It was just lack of execution and actually lack of passion or lack of making a move. Me, failure has always been my best friend. I've always been a person, I am not scared to take a chance. I failed many times over, big failures, small failures. But every time I go through a failure, I learn something.
Right.
And these other people I had in my life, they were just so scared to fail that they wouldn't take the shot.
Maybe that's the weather.
It could be. But then I don't like that excuse, because that's a mental thing. You can get over that.
That's true.
That's a lack of strength in your brain.
Wow.
And that's just the fact, right? And it's, again, that's why sometimes I might be come off as an asshole in that fact, because, like, I'll call people out on it, is because I lead by example.
Yeah.
I do things. Why can I do it and you can't? Again, the weather, I maybe not.
Especially when we came from the same place. And exactly. Like you said, he did have what he needed to.
And we were trying to work together to get to LA together. That was a big thing.
Wow. Okay. So that just adds more to it, and it's now my question is, why isn't your building begun to get built yet?
Mine or his?
His, as I mean.
It was, again, it just actually comes back to a fear of failure.
You know,
basically, he wrote down the building he wants to build.
Right.
But he was so scared. He's like, maybe, do you know what? Maybe my building is going to be shitty.
Well, but again, and I went, whoa, when you said failure has always been your best friend. That's one thing that as an actor, I've learned that failure is the number one thing mm-hmm. that you want to do. Why? Because you learn from it. And I took that to heart. Mm-hmm. One of our sayings at Studio School Los Angeles is to fail big. Literally, it's to fail big, fail forward, mm-hmm. and fail proud. And not, you can have your downtime with it, but also take that and be like, got that from it. Right. I learned that thing. And so with people that haven't been, I think it's, of course, the different mindset, but also that haven't been trained to accept their failures. Mm-hmm. Because I've been an anti-failure person for forever, because I didn't want to disappoint my family. I didn't want to disappoint this person. I didn't want to disappoint this person. And if I fail, I'm letting everybody down. But then I realized when I got here and I started getting into it, I was like, if I fail, I just created another step for me to walk up. I just added another step to my building.
For sure.
And that failure makes you go back and re-evaluate or assess your building. And you're like, all right, this is kind of out of place. You know what? I'm going to add this here. This is going to make it stronger. Mm-hmm. And so maybe they don't just have the mindset that you have. Because what's the quote? You can lead a donkey to water, but you can't make it drink it.
That's very true.
And I feel like, talking honestly, about this architectural thing,
I just want to say, for the person I'm talking about, that quote hits the nail on the coffin.
Have we been saying that right? I really feel like it's nail on the head. Why would it be nail on the coffin? It's been nail on the head?
No, because it's the coffin, because it's basically you're hitting it on the coffin, like you're closing.
You're sealing the coffin.
Yeah.
So both of those work. All right, whatever. I don't know. If it's right, let us know.
Exactly. If you listen to this, correct us. Tell us who's right, who's wrong.
Right. It's either A or B. Nail on the head is A, and B,
nail on the coffin.
Whichever one is right, let us know. This is really interesting. We've been saying this a lot, but continue.
I totally lost the train of thought.
Yeah.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll bring it back.
We'll circle back around to it. Oh.
Basically,
The person.
Interject this is that what people need to understand too, a big part of being an architect is having a good team.
Yes.
And I don't know if you've watched The Secret, that's actually a big philosophy I live my life on.
What you were saying is that you can lead the donkey to the water, but you can't make it drink it, and that applies to him perfectly.
Right. So after that, basically leading into is the, I've I'm a big guy of the secret. I don't like to like push, oh, the secret is all this shit, because there is flaws in that mentality.
Right.
But I've lived my life based on those philosophies of like attracts like.
Yes.
And as an architect, you need the best of the best to build your building.
Yes.
You can have amazing blueprints.
Jeez.
But if you have shitty construction people, shitty executives to actually make that project happen, you can still have a shitty building.
See.
So you need to have the best of the best. So once you start attracting, and then this whole conversation comes full circle, because the people I was with at this low time in my life, I told myself, I know where I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I visualized it. I made goals, specific goals. I wrote those goals down.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote objectives. Again, the financial goals. I need to have this amount of money. I need to do this, this, and that.
Yes.
Then I execute it. And once I started putting that in my head, my whole new friend group that I've created are all people have the same goals and visions and supported me.
Yes.
The way that without them, 100% I would not be out here today.
Yes.
Because my boy, shout out Achi. We were just, you know, one day at homie Data's place, and he's like, you know, we should move to LA.
Also, shout out to Achi. He's like always liking like the podcast, the Instagram stuff, and then he shouted out that we shouted him out. So it was like really cool. I don't know you, Achi, but you're a really cool dude from what I see. So shout out to you, man. Thanks so much for supporting Podcast Heavy. It's been a pleasure. Also, while we're doing that, I know this is like another segment, but we might as well go to do it now. Shout out to Dilly Bat, man.
Dilly's going to be one of my, never mind. He's not actually one of my Twitter meters. He was going to be, but it didn't work out that way. So.
Well, but shout still, out shout out to that man, because like he's amazing. Anyway, let's continue, and then we can get into that later.
But yeah, basically, it's just you have to have that right team. And once I started visualizing it, it's like, okay, this is what I need. This is what I need to happen.
Yeah.
I brought these better, like, I don't want to use the word better, but I'll say I brought these like-minded people onto mm-hmm. my team. And since I did that, it expedited the process. So again, you had to have goals.
Mm-hmm.
Objectives, execution, but what yes. makes it all happen is having good people behind you.
And so perfect you said that. Because like you said, you gotta have the perfect construction team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the perfect. I won't say perfect. Perfect is a strong word. It's like saying love or hate.
Right.
But having the best that you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that adds a different spin onto building this building.
Actually, I'm going to play devil's advocate on that. I would say it is the perfect team, because perfect is all about, it's all up into interpretation.
Subjective, yes.
A perfect team for your project.
Okay.
So it's like they may not be perfect, you know, just in
general, but
for you,
okay.
They are perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. But so here's the thing. Here's maybe a questions or questions that he should maybe ask himself, or anybody for that matter, that is trying to sketch out that blueprint or that has that blueprint, you know, done, but haven't put it into work, haven't started to construct it or anything, is why shouldn't, and for me, these were my questions, and I think you should take them and apply them to you in whichever way they're applicable, but why shouldn't I create a new path to success in Hollywood? I didn't come out here to follow what I've been seeing on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that I'm different. This is a different generation. Your rules no longer apply to me. Hollywood, the old Hollywood, who is she or who is he? I'm coming. I'm taking over Hollywood. We're going to make it applicable for our generation. We're going to build this thing from your foundation because it's sturdy enough. There's no cracks. There's no leaks. So we're going to take and we're going to use your foundation, but we're going to rebuild on top of it. So we still have that historical factor to it. So we're not changing the history, but we're building on history. We're creating new history,
mm-hmm.
right? So my other question is, why shouldn't I change the game? And that's the question to you. Why shouldn't you change the game? Or why shouldn't I create a new LA fairy tale for people that want to come out here to LA? You hear the LA stories all the time. You come out here for them. But my question to you is, why shouldn't you change that fairy tale? And it's a fairy tale because it's our myth.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we say. It's our opinion of LA. It's what LA has done to us, or what LA has given to us. But when you get out here, that can be totally different. I know friends that lived out here for forever. They still are nowhere.
Right.
They still are in that their parents' house. They're still living with them. And it's not because of financial issues or none of that. There's no excuses. They're just still there because they're lazy. And I hate to say it this way. This might make me sound like an asshole, but they're lazy bums. They don't want to do anything. And I don't like that. Because they, when I told them, I was like, I'm going to LA, I'm going to live in LA, blah, blah, blah. They were like, it's not going to do nothing for you. Hasn't done anything for me. And then that made me think, and to apply that to what we're talking about being your own architecture is, did you at least try to draw the blueprint? Or did you just sit there? And it's like, I had to get taken care of. I'll do it. And it goes back to the procrastination. It goes back to deadlines.
Mm-hmm.
I said I wanted to do this. I did it. I'm out here. And now this fairy tale has changed. There's so many people that's at Studio School Los Angeles, the school that I go to. It's a great school. Anyway, not really a sponsorship right now. But they're just doing student films.
Right.
But I'm on TV. On June 19th, 2019.
Put your calendars.
Just Roll With It is coming out on Disney Channel, and you should be watching it because you see your boy on it, all right? I'm going to go ahead and just put that out there. That was a part of my shout-outs. I'll still shout it out then, but I've been doing the work. I drew out my blueprint. I drew out my blueprint, and I made it plain to what I wanted to do, and now I'm out here, and I'm not in student films. I'm on actual TV. This is what I came out here to do. I didn't come out here to be in student films. I came out here to be in actual TV, to change people's lives, to change people's mentalities. And not only that, but guess what? If you would have never followed your blueprint, or if you would have never laid it out clear, we wouldn't be here having a discussion about blueprints. And that's just the one of the biggest examples about changing the fairy tale of LA. LA gives you what you need as long as you're willing to take it. And I think that just changes it all. LA gives you what you need as long as you're willing to take it. As long as you're willing to go after it. As long as you're willing to fail. Do you know how many actors are in LA? Do you know how many actors get turned down every single day? There's an audition here in LA in California. There's an audition every day.
Oh, there's millions. Every day there's millions of dollars being spent to have cameras rolling.
Literally. Millions. And I remember you saying that. But do you know how many people get told no?
Many.
Do you know how many architects been told no? But guess what? It's their passion project. So they're going to go after that. And they're like, you know what? You might not accept it, but I'm going to take it and I'm going to pitch it to this person. Or I'm going to build this person's building. Or I'm going to build this person's building. And to just bring it all back, I'm going to build my building, whether you say so or not. I remember having a conversation with Tyler Perry, and he said, it doesn't matter how many people say no. As long as you have that yes from yourself and God, that's all that matters. And wherever you are spiritually, that doesn't matter. But as long as you approve of what you're doing, I approved of what I'm doing. I'm glad my family backed me up, but I approved. And I was going to do this regardless. My blueprint was laid out. It was drawn out. It was printed. Whatever else you want to say. It was there. It was done. It was final. It was in cement, as they would say. I'm not going to let anybody else change my blueprint to fit theirs, because this is my LA fairy tale, quote unquote. So it's going to be my fairy tale. I don't care what you say that this set is normally like, because I believe when I walk into somewhere or when I walk onto a set, I change the whole atmosphere. So what it used to be like, it's not like that anymore. And that's also taking that historical foundation and making it yours, or making it and changing it to adapt to the new generation that's here. Because I was just explaining earlier, we're all that generation. All the old people, the baby boomers, They're going bye-bye. This is our America. This is our country. Wherever you live, wherever you're listening to this at, this is your country. The people that used to be in charge, they're no longer in charge. It's about us voting. It's about us putting in bills. It's about us taking care of what we need to take care of. We are running everything right now, and they're trying to hand over the foundation of the blueprint to us. But will you accept that foundation and build what's yours? Or will you just take what's theirs and just sit back and be like, That's what my popo used to do. That's what they did. That's what they did. And that's where there's so many topics that lead off into that with the toxic masculinity. I was taught this, blah, 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 so forth and so on. We've been taught, but it's, okay, I was taught this, but what is right for me? I don't care about the views. I don't care about your political beliefs or your religious beliefs. It's what is right for you. That's what it boils down to. What does your blueprint say for you? Sorry, that was a long rant, but go ahead.
It was a beautiful rant. Because there's like so many times I was like, yes, yes, and yes. I share those viewpoints. And the only thing I can really add to that is my advice to people is don't be scared to dream big.
Sheesh. Like, yeah, that's a good one.
Big is so many times, like over the years, again, being back in, you know, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, shout out, late night drinking. I'd be talking about this. I'd be talking about how I'm going to be in LA doing what I'm doing now. And I would even tell people at the time that I'm like, this might sound delusional. This might sound crazy, but this is what's going to happen. And it was that focus and vision that made this, even this podcast, plausible. Without me talking about that and thinking about that and dreaming about this, this podcast would not be feasible because we wouldn't have never met, because I'd still be back home. Going back to what you said, when this is our America, like my, you know, this is a little future thing, but my big goal eventually is to get into politics. And I always thought myself I'd be, you know, Canadian Prime Minister, but I thought that
J.O. Stacks 2024.
Or I guess I can't run technically till 2032. So
really?
Well,
oh well, yeah,
in
yeah,
California. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, but it's those dreams that really are part of your architecture.
Mm-hmm.
And worst case scenario, I've always lived by the philosophy: reach for the stars. Worst case scenario, and be above everyone else. That's I've always lived my life that way.
Wait, I like how you said it. Worst case scenario, be above everyone else.
Exactly. You know, so it's like the higher you reach, that's the way to go. You can't go wrong. Say worst case scenario, you can say at least you tried.
Yeah.
And you know, I've got a long way to go. So maybe my building will not be fully complete the way I see it. Maybe I'm just a full of shit architect.
Or maybe it's you're just building that foundation.
That is very true. It remains to be seen. But it comes down to execution and day in, day out, persistence.
Persistence. That's a good word for persistence.
Yes.
So, I guess to wrap this all up, should I do the wrap up?
Wrap it up.
All right. So, I'm going to hit on a good amount of stuff in like maybe in under like 4 minutes. I'm going to try. Ready? All right. I can tell you about the route that I took, but I can't tell you that I'm familiar with the whole map. I believe that new paths can be created every single day, even in families. That's for anybody that's still stuck at home. New paths can be created. I don't care if your mom was there. I don't care if your dad was there. Your big sister is still there. You can still move out and go after your dream. All you need to do is use your unique mind to create a path that works for you. Each path only has so much room. I don't care what path it is. It only has so much room. It only has so many people. It can only hold so much capacity. Even a bridge, it can only take so much weight until it collapses. Think about where you want to be in life, what you want to achieve, and where you want to be years from now. Now think about the directions you've been given to there. I want you to pretend like there is an earthquake and roads between you and your goal are cracked. Here's your first question. How are you going to get to that destination? Find two or three other paths that all lead to the same place. That's how you should view the roadmaps to success. It's not a straight line, but it's wonky and loopy and crazy, and it's like a maze that resembles one of these, you know, puzzles on the back of a cereal box, if you remember what those things look like.
Mm-hmm.
But just know that you're standing in the middle of a blank piece of paper. Unleash your inner architect and design your path to success. Get wild, get creative, and don't get distracted by the flow of traffic.
Beautifully said. And all I want to say on top of that is, remember, goals, objectives, and execution.
I think that ends it.
And now I guess let's go right into Twitter Me This.
Let's do it. Also, I think it's okay for me to just tell y'all that this podcast, just kidding, don't put that in the podcast. There's people that I know listen to this. Honestly, my mom knows, so whatever. Anyway, such a side note. Go ahead.
Okay.
You can start first.
So now we are on to the next segment of Twitter Me This.
Should I explain it or do you want to explain it? So, guys, what Twitter Me This is all about is where we go on Twitter, just come upon something random, and we're like, what the hell is this? Or makes us laugh ferociously, or it just catches our attention, and then we start thinking really deep about it. So we get on Twitter, and we're like, all right, what's going to make us, or what's going to catch our attention today? And then we pick it, we talk about it on the podcast, and, you know, we go from there. So, JL, let's go.
Like self-approved podcast? Well, the Podcoin app pays you to listen to this podcast and every podcast. It's the podcast player that pays. Just get the Podcoin app on iPhone or Android. It's free and super easy to use. You can use the Podcoin you earn to claim gift cards or donate to charity. It literally is amazing. It turns your podcast listening into charity, or if you like, just get some Amazon or Starbucks gift cards. I use the Podcoin app to do all my podcast listening now, and I love it. Go get it on the App Store or on on Android or iPhone today. Seriously, just go get the Podcoin app and use invite code self-approved. You'll get 300 Podcoin just for signing up if you use my code. That's 300 Podcoin just for signing up if you use the code SELFAPPROVED. Go give the Podcoin app a try today. So for me, I'm going to keep it in the fam. So my brother, my little bro, NJ, at my name NJ, he put down this past week, it's very relevant to our conversation, is realizing your value is a crazy feeling. So I think that was very relevant to this.
Jeez, wait, that is really relevant. That's relevant to some of the stuff we said.
Because it's one of those things is that the moment you actually realize what you're truly worth is actually a day that changes your life.
Your value is what put value on your blueprint.
Exactly.
Ooh, that was good. Whoa, I'm sorry. That was good. Your value puts value on your blueprint. I'm sorry, didn't mean to take yours, but that was really good.
Hey, that just adds to it. That's why we have the Twitter Me This battle.
Honestly? Right. Which one works?
But shout out to NJ. That's my little bro. Last astronauts in the building.
All right, is it my turn? Also, guys, I know you're just now hearing this, but this gives you an opportunity now to go back and re-listen and to create a drinking game. How many times do we say blueprints in this damn episode? If we say, I'm sure you're going to be like
Jay-Z, really. You got the blueprint one, blueprint two, blueprint three.
Also, you know what though? I always go by this. I say, I create a plan A. I never create a plan B. I take what didn't work in plan A and I recreate a plan 1.0, 2.0, 3.0. I continue to make my plan or I edit my plan to work. There's always going to be something that quote unquote fails in it. But it's just, again, another step in that blueprint, another lesson. And like, you know what? I should pay attention to this. This time I tried it, trial and error. Saw that. Anyway, we're out of the conversation. But so I decided to go a funnier route with it because this happens to us a lot. And I know that this is going to be kind of a quote-unquote deep podcast. I say quote-unquote a lot. Anyway, but we're going to also share. Stop trying to peek.
Damn,
gosh.
I'm trying to get a sneak peek at this show.
But it's going to be funny because I showed Kate and G and she laughed. So I think it's going to be good. But from kamikaze underscore is underscore here posted, he said, when you sneeze three times in a row and they say, shut the fuck up instead of bless you. I'm going to show you the picture. Ready?
Yes.
Exactly. So when you see the picture, you're definitely gonna like laugh your ass off. But it's so hilarious because it's a little dog just going Like, it's like a deer in headlights type of thing.
So, my question is, are we in agreement that you have only two bless yous, right?
Yes. No, that's 100%.
And the third...
I'm only going to say bless you twice. You say it again, I'm like, dude, stop fucking sneezing.
I think that's an unwritten rule.
I think we've all come to that.
Because bless you, fuck you.
Exactly. It works. Bless you, fuck you.
There we go. I think we just actually set the standard now for the rest of the world.
Share, if you don't share anything else from this podcast, share this part. Yes. Bless you, fuck you.
Boom.
I don't owe you a responsibility to say bless you if you sneeze the third time. Okay, and I'm going to go in detail a little bit here. For my family, my mom kid sneezed like 6 times. We go, achoo, achoo, and didn't do it like 4 more times. And then we're like, we continue to say, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. But you know what? Honestly, I'm over it. Okay, I was just saying that because I was nice.
Well, here's the thing. Are you going to tell mama to fuck you?
No, we're not going to tell mom. Okay, if mom do it, we're not going to say that because we want our lives and mom will kill
us. Bless you, mama. Bless you, mama. Official mama. Bless you, mama. Bless you, mama.
Or, I'm sorry, her name is Mama Official. Anyway, but like... No, we would say it to her, but we said it to... I'm a baby of 6. So, any of the other 5, fuck you after 2 sneezes, all right? And if you're listening to this, and I'll call out your names. Reggie, Vet, Julia, Zishad, or Kaywana. You sneeze after 2 times. I'm not obligated to tell you, bless you, 1 more time. No, it's not gonna happen. Listen, if anybody try to make you tell them, bless you, anymore after 2 sneezes... Just tell them, fuck you. No, wait, don't be nice to people, but also, same. Anyway, let's move on to the next segment. Do you have, another one? You have another one, because I also have another one.
And anyway. I'm bringing it back to a serious tone that actually is relevant this podcast.
Okay.
So this is actually retweeted from the homie Sunday Morning Sounds. But the original person was Cal_on_the_phone.
Mm-hmm.
And... what they put here was, the key to success is playing the hand you were dealt like it was the hand you wanted.
Whoa.
Want me to say it again?
Say that again.
The key to success is playing the hand you were dealt like it was the hand you wanted. That is another thing.
Let's take a moment of silence for anybody's pride that just died.
Let's pray. Because that is definitely one of the things. It kind of like it's full circle this whole conversation is that it doesn't matter what weather is there.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens during construction. I expected that.
Whoa.
I expected that.
I expected that. That's so good. All right, my second one is from originally tweeted by @AnayaAndAmillion. It was retweeted. Just know that. But I think this is important for every college student. In the next week or two, all the college students will be getting out, being on summer vacation. I'm also one of those people. Whoop, finally out. Passing all my classes. Great. But I think this goes along with being an architect. College has taught me that not everyone was raised the same. People will literally walk in your room and not speak. Some people really don't know how to wash clothes, clean bathrooms, and do half of everything. My mother would have a breakdown at some of the things y'all do. And it may not be, watch this, your blueprint, but it was your parents' blueprint. Before they sent you off to college, they said, this is in my blueprint. This is what I want to teach my child. I want to teach them this, 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 and this. My mom definitely was one of them. And I have to say, and I can't say for the whole culture, but I can say for my household, for my black household, my mom made sure that our asses knew how to wash clothes, how to cook noodles, how to boil water. Listen to me closely. How to boil water. There's people that don't know how to boil water. How do you burn water? Don't know. But they don't know how to. And again, that has to do with if your blueprint was given to you or if it was laid out for you or if it was taught to you. And my mom taught us how to create a blueprint. But she said, these are requirements that's going to be in your blueprint. Because if you think about it, in any city, in any country, in anywhere, your blueprint have to meet certain requirements before it gets built, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have water. You have to have electricity. You have to have plumbing. You have to have this and that, right? So my mom was like, these are your requirements. Before you walk out of my goddamn house, you're going to know how to wash clothes, how to cook, how to feed yourself, how to wash yourself.
Here's the thing. Can I just want to add this?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
Because, you know, the house we live in, we're not going to call anybody out.
Right.
However, though, that is a direct correlation with how they were raised.
Yes, exactly. No, you know, 100%.
It's the standards that the parents set for their children. That's why I believe that I'm so successful. Well, again, I'm not trying to say I'm a successful person.
Well, no. We're taking the bragging away, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying that the standards that were set for me are what made me, I would say, a decent human being. And the standards,
I would say a more than a decent human being, but go ahead.
But again, it's the, for these other people, it's like, well, I guess it comes down to babying sometimes. The standards were set low, so they leave the house. Again, they don't know how to clean.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, okay. Since we're on the subject and we're talking about the blueprints, parents, stop giving your children blueprints. And let me explain when I say this. Stop paralyzing your fucking children.
Mm.
It just really got explicit. And I want you to know there's so much passion behind my voice. And it's not me just trying to be devious. But stop giving your children a wheelchair, a ramp to go up in. Stop handicapping your children. If they don't know how to do it, fucking teach them. Stop giving them everything. Because then they don't know how to do shit. They don't know how to go vote. They don't know how to wash clothes. They don't know how to take care of themselves. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to clean. They don't know how to wash their own clothes. And it's because parents are handicapping them. Stop giving your fucking children blueprints and make them draw their own. They have a life of their own. They already, quote unquote, as my mom would say it, you think you're grown? Well, go be grown. Even though I don't think I'm grown, I still don't think I'm grown. But still, if you think you're grown, how about learn how to do grown-up things? Mm-hmm. Maybe taxes wasn't taught to you, but you got Google or YouTube, goddammit. Learn how to file your own taxes. Learn how to take care of yourself. Learn how to take care of money and all of this. Parents, stop giving your fucking children blueprints. If you want them to be successful, stop handicapping them. You're putting them in the wheelchair when they can actually walk. Let them walk. Let them fall. Let them get their asses back up and be like, yikes, that hurt. When a baby touches a stove, they would never touch the stove again. Why? Because I remember how hot that f***ing stove was. Sorry, I went really deep just now. I'm really sorry. But just, sheesh. People are in college, like, and you learn that in college. I'm in college, and I've learned that people are not the same. Like, we come from different backgrounds. I get it. We come from different households. I get it. But you don't know how to boil water to f***ing cook noodles? Sorry. Draw your own blueprint. That's what I was saying.
I just want to say I co-sign everything he just said, but a little calmer voice, so.
Let's move to the next segment. Go for it. Go for it. Our next segment is Psycho Babble.
No, not too deep.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, it's not too deep.
So the next segment is not too deep. Do you want to start it off or should I start it off?
I think you should start it off, but first you got to explain it.
Okay, well, not too deep is a segment where we just talk about things that are not too deep, but they get pretty deep.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Close enough.
Also, for our friend again, Kaden G, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
It's not too deep.
Oh, wait, that works, too. All right, sir, you have 1 minute and 30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready?
I am quite ready.
And that's what he said. Go.
So for my segment of Not Too Deep, it comes down to what we've been talking about earlier in this discussion about some of the people I was with in the gutter. And it's a tough thing as an architect because you have to, at times, you have to cut out people who are not in the best interests of the building of the building.
Wow.
It is a very tough thing because, especially when you grow up, you have these people who are very close to you.
Mm-hmm.
They can still be dear to your heart, but they're not in the best interests of construction.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you need to fire your foreman.
Oof.
You have to. But you got to move forward.
Yeah.
They got to know it's just business at the end of the day because you can't let anyone get in the way of your goals and dreams.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not on the same wavelength, you have to put them aside, replace them, and it's no love lost.
Yeah.
But you have to be ready to cut the people that are not going to help you get to where you need to be. And that's all I need for my segment. Probably, what, 10, 15, 20 seconds to spare?
Well, you're close. You're at...
I came in with a
very... Now you're at 10 seconds.
There we go. I had a very specific goal with this, so I'm done.
You got your point across. All right. I guess it's my turn. This is going to be really hard because this... We're doing not too deep, right? All right. Yeah. So this is going to be a really, really deep subject. Can I go?
Yeah.
All right. So this is about the high schooler teenager that died by suicide. His name is Nigel Shelby. He died by suicide after anti-gay bullying. Like, people were bullying him in high school. And I'm just out here to tell you, motherfuckers, that stop messing with people. And yes, I'm gonna get very explicit, very mad, very passionate about this, because you're the motherfuckers that, like, drives people to kill themselves. Like, you, we get it, you have an opinion. Oh my goodness, you have an opinion. We get it. We don't care. You let people be themselves. This guy was 15 years old. He was 15. Huntsville, Alabama. He went to Huntsville High School. And at the time, he was 15. That's not alive, bro. And that really saddens and hurt my heart. And, like, I low-key want to cry. And I cried when I found it out. Because what the fuck? Leave people alone. If they want to live a life that they want to live, let them fucking live it. It's not your life. You're not laying in the bed with them. They're laying in the bed with who they want to lay in. And apparently that person agrees. Like, chill out with the conversations, with the comments. We don't f-ing care.
We don't f-ing care.
Sorry. That was a lot of cuss words. So this has now been explicit.
Don't worry. We're going to... cut those out.
Or are we going to beep those?
We're going to beep them.
Okay. So
this will be technically clean.
Yeah, there's a lot of cuss words. I'm sorry, but, like, hey, I just need people to know that that's not okay.
Cussing comes with passion.
It does. It makes it more intense. Anyway, let's move on to the next segment. I can't even talk. The next segment is called...
Psychobabble.
And what is that, sir?
Random shit.
Well... some of it is random, some of it is not. It's really subjective to you. What you think, what you just want to rant about. Honestly, that's our new little title for this. It's Psychobabble, what you decide to ramble about. Yeah?
I want to ramble about something here.
What do you want to ramble about, sir?
Do you have a timer?
We have a timer of 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Ooh.
Are you ready?
I am quite ready.
Let's get ready to ramble.
I don't know if I can even take up 2 minutes on this, but it's all about Cardi B.
Ooh.
So I don't know if you saw, was it the Billboard Awards?
Yeah.
So apparently, big controversy that her vagina was sticking out, wardrobe malfunction. And then her big thing was like, okay, I'm going to post a photo of me naked talking about people talking shit. I don't know if you saw that. She put it on her Instagram. She's like, oh, blah, blah. She didn't, you know, technically show anything. But the saddest thing is that she's become a role model for this young generation coming out.
So many kids.
And if you go back to, you know, she's a... I don't like to dwell on people's past. Former stripper, you know, the whole drugging men to, you know, rob them and stuff.
Didn't know about that.
You
sorry,
did not
continue.
Know, you know, you didn't hear about surviving Cardi B? Damn.
Because, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. So she did a big thing, like they recovered a video on Instagram, or Instagram live video from a couple years ago, where she said, oh, yeah, when I was stripping, I would bring dudes back to the hotel, drug them, and then rob them. And this is a person that is becoming a role model for this next generation of women. You know, if someone, like, you know, look at Janet Jackson. But just look at when Janet Jackson had her wardrobe malfunction. They played off, they tried to, you know, say what they will to be like, you know, it wasn't what it was. Cardi, I understand she's a very, like, hey, I was going to own it, but it's sad that she is becoming this role model for people. And I'm just her whole attitude about stuff. I think I'm going to boycott this bitch. I'm not going to listen to none of her shit. Anytime she comes on Spotify, I'm pressing next. I don't want to support her at all. I think she is not the person people should be looking up to.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I got 24 seconds left. That's all I got to say about that.
I think this is going to take 3 minutes, so I'm going to just yield that time and round it up. After all, it is my show. No, I'm just kidding. It's not my show anymore. But before I even get started, I do want to say, however, I have a friend that was in her Offset's video, Clout or whatever. And, like, she was the only female in that video, and she did a wonderful job. Shout out to Jazz. You're amazing, sweetie. Keep doing what you're doing. Didn't know anything about this. I'm currently looking up pictures now, or, like, anything that I can find out about it. But I'll do that after this podcast. But I'm ready whenever you are. I'll go whenever you say go.
Actually, on that note, the new video, Clout, you said? Actually, yeah. Filth the Enabler just dropped a Seven Rings remix, and next week he's going to be doing a Clout remix, so watch out for that.
I'm ready for it. All right. Can I go? Yes. Yeah, well, tell me when to go.
And go.
All right. Listen, bro. Okay. I'm going to stand up. So if I'm away from the mic, it's because
he's standing.
Okay, listen. YouTube. It's a sacred platform. And I say this coming from a person that works for YouTube, all right? It's sacred. It's family-oriented. And mother like you, and I will say your name in a second, but you disgust me. And let me tell you why. So, there was this news article that just went out. I'm not holding off names or anything, but YouTube star Austin Jones just got sentenced to 10 years because of child pornography. Apparently, he convinced fucking little girls, and we don't even know if it's just little girls, but little girls. Like, he convinced young people to fucking send him nudes. Like, I'm literally about to cry. Like, way more than I'm about to cry because of Shelby, but why? What would make you want to take advantage of little girls because of your platform? Bro, your platform is so fucking powerful, and you choose to use it for fucking stupidity. That's not okay for anybody that's out there touching females or males in the way that you should not be touching them. Stop, bro. That messes up their minds, that messes up their hearts, that messes up everything about them, their essence, literally the blood that drips, the sweat that drips from them, it messes them all up. Counseling, it doesn't matter. Like, it's not okay at all. And I've never said this public, and I will go in public and say this. I've been molested 3 times. It's not okay because it fucks up your brain. It messes up a child, bro. It messes up a child. And it's not okay that you use such a powerful, family-oriented, every fucking millennial, every child that watches YouTube, you mess with their brain. They look up to you and you choose to objectify and abuse them. And abuse your power by making them send you porn, like, them naked? Why the fuck would you want to see a child naked? Doesn't that disgust you? I don't care if they're 2 years younger than you. That's still disgusting, bruh. Like, it's horrible that you're still doing this. And you try to, like, defend yourself. And you want 5 years. Fuck that. I'm not going to say what I really am thinking because this is still a positive thing, but just keep your hands to yourself. Use your platform to what is good. Stop touching people. Stop trying to manipulate people because you have power. And if we want to go political with it, even with a political person, stop fucking manipulating people because you have power. It's not okay. The point of your position is to convince them to make them a better person or to make them better than what they are, not even a better person, but don't manipulate them and abuse them and harass them by making them send you nudes, bro. Little girls send you nudes. And now you're 10 years old. Like, I mean, sorry. Now you have 10 years. Fuck it.
you're going hard on that. I was going to try and take back my 30 seconds, but the rant you were on, I think it actually proves the point of what I was saying before, is sometimes I don't have sympathy for people who don't go for their dreams. And how you said it too is like that emotionally can break someone down. It breaks down their brain. So someone doing this can actually destroy a future architect. These actions to these 10-year-old girls,
mm-hmm.
who could be a good architect in their own life, could destroy a future
literally,
great
could
building.
Be destroying the person that has the solution to cancer.
Exactly.
And you don't know it. Like, that's what really sucks about this whole thing, is you're destroying other people's dreams.
And again, too, is like you mentioned it too, is that like the toll it takes on the brain. And that's, I've been blessed where I've never had any hard hardships like that have played on me. So obviously, like, my brain and upbringing has been so solid that I can obviously stay clear on my goals and visions.
Well, I mean,
but if you have something lingering like that can be a big thing that really holds you back from achieving what you need to achieve. So your rant right there really opened up my eyes to the other side of, I don't know, I can't judge someone else.
Right. Well, but let me not detour you from, still using architecture words, mm-hmm. detour you from what your vision was, because mm-hmm. I know where you're going with this, and this is so separate. And I have to say that because, yes, this happened to me, but I used that as steps to get to my building.
Mm-hmm.
I put that as a stepping stone. Literally, I said one day, whenever I build something, my first step is going to be molestation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to have people walk on it, tread upon it, stomp on it, and go up another one that says molestation again.
Right.
And then again, because it happened to me 3 times. But it's become a thing where it's become stepping stones. It's not taking me out. Actually, but a lot of people are not strong enough to handle that.
That's actually one thing. I'm actually very happy you said that. Because, again, from my perspective, I've never had to deal with stuff like that. So it's like haven't been as sympathetic. But you saying that, because that's always been my philosophy, is, you know, use that to overcome.
Yes. No, again, definitely use that to... Because you have to.
Again, it's like, since I've not been in that position, it's hard for me to say, but my philosophy has always been, use your hardships to motivate your future.
Yeah. And it's you saying fuel that, in your gas tank.
Exactly. So you saying that, I think, is a beautiful thing to all the survivors out there. If you've been through it, you don't have to dwell on that and you, like, let that hold you back.
And you don't
let it fuel your engine.
Please don't think that it's okay for that to have happened to you, and don't think that it's because, quote unquote, they loved you for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's BS. Nobody should be taking advantage of you. And I know this is separate from where we were going, and it's after the time, but I think it's important to say now that we're saying this. And like you said, it never happened to you, but it happened to me. So you hear from both sides. Don't let anyone take advantage of you. If you feel that it's not right, guess what? It's not. Run away, pull back, scream, yell, whatever you have to do, because it's not okay to let somebody take advantage of you because either you're young, quote unquote, or you're their child,
mm-hmm.
or you're their family or whatever. It's not because they love you. It's because they're perverted and they're taking advantage of you, and it's not okay. So please be aware of what situations you're put in, and even for college students, be aware of how many drinks you have, and make sure you can get home, and you can get home safely without anybody taking advantage of you. And while I'm here, I might as well bring up 13 Reasons Why. That was because of, I got drunk at a college party or at a high school party, and now I'm intoxicated and I can't take care of myself and I don't really know what's going on, but now I'm being taken advantage of. And I know this is not the whole, you know, podcast, but this is an important message. And if I could talk about this every podcast, I would, but I can't. But take care of yourself. If you're at parties, don't get super drunk to where you can't take care of yourself. Make sure you know what's going on around you. Yeah, drink, have fun, and I'm not supporting underage drinking, and I'm not supporting underage, you know, marijuana, whatever else you want to say. I'm not supporting that, but I'm saying take care of yourselves. Be aware of your surroundings, because it hurts. And if you're not as strong as I am or anybody or the other quote-unquote survivors are, or I should put the conquerors are, because it's different between survival and conquering. But if you're not as strong as that, please take care of yourself or have people around you that will take care of you, because it's not okay. And for the people that are doing it, fuck you. Please leave that in. When you edit this,
that's me, the one
fuck you in there. And I don't care who listens to this. Mom, also, I'm sorry, Mom. You did not know about these three incidents because I didn't tell you. But now that I'm grown, I'm free from it. And I want you to know that this built me. So.
And you can grow from it.
And I grew from it. I grew from it, and I'm still growing from it. And I'm able to tell other people right now, just like what I'm doing right now, is to be like, watch out. Be careful.
And I think the beautiful thing is that what started this psychobabble was he used his platform for bad.
Yes.
And now you're using,
literally,
you're using this platform for good.
Didn't think about that. Jeez, you do that all the time. I didn't think about that, but you thought about that. And that's why it makes us such a good team. I'm not going to lie. We pick up on each other so much. Or we either say the same thing, or we're thinking what each other's thinking, or we say something that the other one didn't catch. And that's what makes you a good team. And while I'm in this little whatever this is why I appreciate you so much. And I think it's right now, I should say it, and the whole world could hear it, whoever hears this. But this is why I appreciate you so much, because you really understand where I'm coming from. And because of our quote-unquote, and I said that a lot this episode, but the age gap that we come from, being 20 and 31, that's that's 10 years.
Yes.
10 or 11 years, actually. 11. And for you to be able to understand that, a lot of us don't feel that you understand that at all. Or people of your age or even higher don't understand that. And like I said, they're the ones, they're passing away now. And it's our America, it's our country, it's our generation. We now have control of it. And it's what we decide to do with it. But we're still wanting to know that people care.
And the only way we can actually care is actually by listening to people.
And that's what a lot of people don't do. And that's why people don't tell that, oh, I got molested. Or, this happened to me or that happened. Because we don't listen. And I think the overall message about this whole thing is to listen and make your vision plain. Listen to yourself, your inner self. Write down your blueprint and make it plain. And go after what you want to go after. Don't let anything that you've ever been through. Because if I ever sit and tell you my story, you would not believe the half of it. But I made it into stepping stones. And now where I'm at, dude, you can do it too. If you're listening to this podcast, and I know it's long, but if you're listening to it and you've gotten this far, congratulations. But also, you can make it as far as I am. I'm now on Disney Channel. I'm on CBS. Like, it's crazy to me. I dreamed about being on Disney Channel, but I didn't let what happened to me stop me. I let it be fuel to my gas tank, to my car, and I kept going. That's literally all we're telling you to do is create your vision and keep going. No matter what happens, keep going.
And I think what you just said is that it doesn't matter what has happened to you in the past. We've come from two separate backgrounds. Again, different. There's age gaps, how we've been brought up, different countries, the Canadian and the literally. American. Yet we're in this moment right here. Living the same dream. And because the blueprints we put together that have merged together at this point.
Because of our blueprints, we've merged together at this point. And we've been able to make this exact point right here. We've been able to make history. This is going down in history. I don't care what nobody says. Mark my words. I said it at 3:36 a.m. on May 4th, 2019.
May
the 4th be with you.
Boom.
Ah, dude, this is... Anyway, this is why I think we're so easily jailed together. And I, as I told you before, and I'll say it again, this is why I call you my big brother. I learn a lot from you. I may not say it, I may not show it, but I learn tons from you. Even when it comes to down to our industry, it means so much to me. And it means so much to me also because people like this guy take advantage of people that this young. And these are the people that could be holding the secret to surviving cancer. Right. Let alone, quote unquote, surviving R. Kelly. Like, let's not even talk about that. But we are the future. The future is now here. We used to say, oh, man, you're gonna be this when you grow up. We're grown up now.
Yeah.
Now what? Do we follow your blueprint or we create our own? Literally, that's kind of the whole question for this. Do we follow our parents' blueprint or do we create our own blueprint?
I'm going to go with our own.
I think we're going with our own. Like you said, you followed your own.
I love my parents, but I think I know a little bit more than them.
Honestly, but here's the thing. We do. Because our generations are way more advanced than theirs.
This is simple access to information.
We have the internet.
It's undoubtable that we're actually smarter than our
parents. We literally have the internet in our
hands. Mom, Dad, love you.
I love you so much.
But I know much. I know you know that I know more than you.
And
that's why I love you.
One thing I do, and speaking of like parents, it's one thing I love about my mom is that when I teach her something, she don't go, "Oh, I already knew that." She goes, "Oh, I learned something new."
Mm-hmm.
And that touches me so.
Everyone should have that philosophy.
So deep. She's like, "Oh, I learned something new." I taught my mom Spanish. She can greet you in Spanish now. Amen. That's a big step for me. Anyway, we're getting so off subject, but let's go into the last segment of this podcast because we need to wrap up because this is probably so close to 2 hours now.
We have a last segment. What's the last segment?
Shout outs. It's just a shout outs. It's just a shout out. So shout out to Just Roll With It on Disney Channel coming June 19th at 8:00 p.m. You might see your boy on it. So I think you should, check it out. And also shout out to my mom. All right.
First and foremost, I want to shout out Kaden G. She's been in the room this whole time.
Honestly.
And not saying a word because she's been a part of the team.
She is
a part of the team. So shout out Kaden G. She's a part of
the crew family.
Shout out Last Astronauts. We got Data Banks, Trim Monroe, Filth Enabler, Achi, NJ, Dillybat. And I guess myself. I shut myself up.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And that's all shout outs I got for right now.
Yeah, that's it?
That's it, that's all. All
right, I guess it comes to the end of this podcast when we wrap it up and end this whole podcast. But the wrap up is, dude, create your blueprint, make it plain, make sure you want to do it. Don't let anybody else influence you. Yeah, other people have other opinions, but you hold the pen to your blueprint, draw it, make it plain, and do what you feel like you need to do. Also, one last thing. Remember, follow us on all the social media platforms. We're Self-Approved PD. SELFAPPROVEDPD on all social medias. Follow us. Talk to us. We want to know what you're thinking. This is not our podcast. This is the community podcast. So please join in and let us know. And if you want us to talk about something, let us know. Like, no, seriously. Like, go on our social media. Let us know. We would talk about it. It is the community podcast. This podcast has been moved to Tuesdays. If you still do not know, but soon enough, you'll see our faces on this podcast as well. And you'll see the facial expressions we make and how passionate we get about our subjects. Anyway, I think with that being said, binge on what makes you happy. Find your grace and style. Remember you deserve a drink and that you are official by your own approval because it's time for you to learn how to be a boss and how to write notes to yourself because you are self-approved. Guys, we must not go any further before we thank Anchor for being our host of our podcast. This platform, Anchor, is the easiest way to make your podcast ever. Literally, their mission is to democratize audio. We believe everyone should be able to have their voices heard, regardless of their background or experience level. If you ever try to start a podcast, you know all the logistical barriers that stand in your way. At Anchor, that doesn't even matter. We aim to remove all those barriers. Our goal is to make podcasting easy and fun without sacrificing the quality every podcaster deserves. You should go to anchor.fm and start your podcast today if you want to create a podcast. We all should be allowed to say what we want, right? Start your own podcast. And you can go to anchor.fm. Start your podcast. I promise you, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3 and ABC.
Bye. We out.